John 10:10 reads, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I, Jesus, have come that they might have life and have it to the full." Or some other translations say, "or a rich and satisfying life." I like to keep this verse in front of us when we talk about how God is a God who isn't just waiting to strike us down or is hoping for a chance to destroy us. Now, the larger context of this verse is that Jesus is telling those who have witnessed some of his miracles that he is the good shepherd. So today, we close the book on our Faith in an Anxious World series, and it feels fitting to reflect on Jesus speaking the truth that he came to give us life rather than to kill and steal. Yet, in an anxious world, to quote Pastor Robert Fultz, we are more eager to step on someone's toes than to wash their feet. And so, with this in mind, we take a look at the feeding of the 5,000, and we can see that Jesus is all about living with hope in an anxious world. And we'll see how Jesus encourages his disciples to thrive and grow. We'll also see that he helps the disciples kind of look at their current circumstances and look at the horizon towards the preferred God-sized future. And then to take a step into bringing their current reality a little closer to that preferred future. And so if we look to our scripture, it opens and we soon see that there's a problem. There is a horde of hungry people who have been following Jesus in hopes of hearing him speak, or maybe that they could be healed, or they're just caught up in the excitement of this rabbi that they had been hearing about. Now take a minute in the chat and share someone or maybe a group that you've seen with this kind of fervent following. Okay? Now, with this situation going on, the disciples only see obstacles and anxiety in this situation. They can't see a way forward, much less one that would reflect the kingdom of God. Yet, remember, Jesus didn't come so that we would die by the seashore, but he came to grant life abundant. Jesus came that we might thrive. That's a cool term, right, that we use all the time. But as psychologist and pastor Dr. Pam King reminds us, thriving just means growing rapidly. But it might not be in the direction that we want. And so Dr. King defines thriving as growing in our authentic self. I like that, right? That's what we're going to use today. Our goal as a disciple is to thrive and discover our authentic self as we have been made in the image of God. Finding our authentic selves means that we are conformed to Christ, or that we're comfortable in our own skin as a child of God. It doesn't mean that we're uniformed or that we all look and act like some kind of Christian robot. Rather, I'm Chris, who reflects Jesus as I live into my authentic self, and you are you, as you reflect Jesus living in your authentic self. Get it? For the disciples in our scripture, there's a problem and they are fleeing from their authentic self by only seeing the anxiety and not the hope of the situation. Jesus equips and empowers the disciples to find their authentic self as they are conformed to his pattern and way of thinking and seeing the world as opposed to the cultural narrative of seeing the situation, right? And so the disciples don't offer any kind of kingdom-minded solution to their predicament, and so Jesus encourages them to see what they had at their feet. With the crowd seated, they took stock of their current situation and found 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And they were thankful for what they had, not bitter about what they were lacking. Yeah, there was a ton of stuff that they didn't have, but they weren't empty-handed either. This changes our way of thinking. So step one in thriving as a Jesus follower is look at your feet. Where are you now? Give thanks for what you have at your disposal. in the chat, just name a few things that you're grateful for, that you have at your disposal. Personally, you know, our oven has been broken for a few weeks. We can't bake anything. But rather than grump about not being able to bake, I'm thankful that we have a stovetop that still works and a toaster oven that knocks out whatever we need. Rather than complaining that I'm working a ton of hours, I am honestly thankful that I have a full-time job that also allows me to be with my kids. That is a huge blessing. It's all good. Second thing is that Jesus has the disciples look towards the horizon. Now, I know it's a little bit out of order in our scripture, but he says, I want you to feed them. This is a big God-sized vision for what might happen. In the kingdom, people don't get left in the cold or go hungry. So how are you going to be a hope dealer or an agent of the kingdom? You feed people. Often the kingdom path isn't the first path that we think of because it might not be obvious or easy. But in the words of Albus Dumbledore, dark times lie ahead of us, and there will be a time when we must choose what is easy and what is right. So first, we look at our feet, our current circumstances, and then we look towards the horizon. What is our preferred outcome? And in this instance, it's that all are fed. Finally, Jesus offers or invites the disciples to take a step closer to their horizon vision. Did you notice that Jesus didn't do any of the feeding in this story? The disciples did. Now, Jesus does equip and empower the disciples, but they're the ones who have to go and feed the hungry. They're the ones that make a difference. They're not just waiting on Jesus. And so if we're to thrive and grow in our authentic self, we must take an active role in our own growth. Even when things don't go or work out just so, we can learn from the mistakes that we make or see where we need to adjust course if we are actively walking towards God's preferred future, finding our authentic self. And so I want to pause there. I want to shift gears a little bit and let you see what this looks like in the real world. Sarah McNally has graciously offered up some of her story about thriving in this season, and see if you're able to pick up on how she looks at her current circumstances and situation and looks to the horizon at what might be and then takes steps to grow in her authentic self. Sarah?
Hey, FaithPoint family. My name's Sarah McNally, and Chris asked me to talk a little bit about anxiety in this kind of state that we're in right now, working through this pandemic. So there are a couple of things that I've done and reached out and started doing for myself that have really helped. The first being is I started going to therapy, which is something that I've never done before in my life. But last year, I think it was around April or May, I was just feeling the anxieties and the everything that has been going on that most people have been feeling with this pandemic. And I reached out to a counseling center and found a counselor that matched my personality and my needs. And we have been talking once a week since then. And I can't even tell you the difference that that has made for myself and for my family. I have strategies and tools now to kind of de-escalate my anxiety when I start feeling it, or to ground myself using different grounding exercises and the mental awareness exercises. So therapy is something that has really helped during this entire time. If you're feeling anxious or depressed or any sort of way, I highly recommend reaching out. I just did a Google search for family therapists in my area and found one that matched me. So we talk once a week. We talk about things that have happened in my past, things that are happening right now, and we just work through strategies to help with those and help myself heal and help myself get through difficult times. Apart from, you know, faith and trusting in the process and everything's going to be okay, that's been a really great thing to have. And then the second thing that I've done this year just recently is I've picked up a hobby that I used to do every single day as a younger person. But I've started riding horses again, and finding a hobby that fulfills you like this does, and gives you lots of self-worth and self-strength. I highly recommend finding something like this, whether it be just taking some time to walk outside each day, or something that you have goals and you're striving to meet those goals. I found that this particular hobby of mine gives me lots of purpose, lots of goals, and therefore I'm a better wife, I'm a better daughter, I'm a better mom. So the combination of those two things, along with my faith and trying to move forward as a Christian every day, try and be a little bit better every day, has really helped get me through this entire pandemic. So I hope that helps you guys. Just know that mental health is a thing, and it's just like your physical health. It requires just as much work and just as much care and time. And take care of yourself if you're feeling any sort of way that you feel like maybe you need some help. Please reach out to someone, and chances are they've been feeling the same things, and they might even know someone who can help as well. So if you need to talk to me about it, and you don't have my information, you can talk to Pastor Chris, and I'd love to talk to you about mental health and how to help yourself through this time. So I hope you're well. I hope your families are well, and be God's.
Friends, don't think for a minute, though, that you can't actively move towards your horizon vision in hard times. Remember, the disciples left all that they had and all that they knew to follow this rabbi who people said were possessed by demons a little bit later in our John chapter 10 verses. But because they believed that they wanted to have that abundant life that he had to offer, they followed him. So no matter where you are this week, take some time to daily look around and give thanks at what is at your feet. Look at the horizon, at what a God-sized outcome could bring. And then finally, take an active role in making the horizon come just a little bit closer today. Friends, in all of these things, may you have hope and connection in a world that is so filled with isolation and anxiety. And don't forget, there is a community that is here to make that journey with you. May you go in peace. Amen.